Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today's lesson, as promised yesterday, that I will begin sending lessons from today. So today is Wednesday, 25th March. Today's lesson is related to a very beautiful dua. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. When Yunus alayhi salatu was salam was trapped inside the belly of the fish, he made this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result of making this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him. We find in the hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith is mentioned inside one of the books of hadith by the name of Tirmidhi. So in this hadith, it is mentioned that whenever a person has a need and he makes this dua, using this dua, he uses this dua to gain the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever he will ask for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it. So we should all make a point of reading this dua. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. The translation of this dua is, La ilaha illa anta, there is no deity but you. Subhanak, you are pure from all imperfections. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin, indeed I was from amongst the wrongdoers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He likes us to be humble. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes us to show how great He is. So this dua, it is a reflection of a person at his lowest. He's showing Allah that I am very bad. I've done a lot of wrong things. O Allah, you forgive me because you are the best. You are the greatest. So whenever a person uses these words and makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help comes. Mufti Taqi Uthmani, Hafizahullah ta'ala, he is a very pious alim and a mufti. He lives in Pakistan, and he's one of the most knowledgeable people of our time. He says that we should all aim to read this dua 100 times every day. We should all aim to read this dua 100 times every day. So from today, let us all make it a point of reading this dua 100 times. So in brief, the sheet you all have, you have the left side column wherein you have to write today's date. Then you will write what I have just said in this recording. And then on the right hand side, I want you to all make a target from now on, that daily we will aim to read 100 times, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. It is inside that little blue booklet which you should have received with your learning pack. So refer to that for the wording. And also, we find that some of our pious elders, whenever they had a problem, they would actually read this dua up to 125,000 times in a day. 125,000 times they would read this dua, and through the blessings and barakah of this dua, reading it so many times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would help them and remove all of their difficulties. At the moment, there is a lot of fear about coronavirus. Everyone is scared that they may fall ill. So if we read this abundantly, lots of times, 100 times every day, then nothing will happen to us, inshallah. So let us all start reading this from today. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Jazakumullah. You will hear from me tomorrow with tomorrow's lesson. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.